I'm just remembering something you said a little bit earlier about Section 28.
Is it Section 28 or Clause 28? I always get the two confused.
Well, 28, 29 clause.
One or the other, isn't it?
Yes. But basically, time when you were kind of quite clearly involved in the lobbying at that time. What do you remember about, what were the things that you were actually doing to try and address that issue?
There were lots of political campaigning, so petitioning, demonstrations, and Section 28, Clause 28 was an active part of quite a lot of the campaigning that people did in terms of demonstrations. You would have a showing of people that were against that piece of legislation in various different contexts. So there was a march for that was against lowering the age of abortion. Obviously, we were predominantly on that march to support our sisters, but there was a contingent there that were obviously people that labelled themselves as gay people who were there to support the sisters, but we were also there making sure that our issue was also being publicised. I also chaired a motion in the university debating society, which was about whether homosexuality should be promoted. I think it was the motion was put by the Conservatives at that time, and I took the side, obviously, that yes, homosexuality should be promoted. Obviously, that was what Clause 28, Section 28 was about, that phrase that homosexuality should not be promoted in schools. And what did that mean? Was it a bit like advertising of Coca-Cola or cornflakes, and something that you push into people's faces and you say, "It's a wonderful product, you must have it." No, I don't think that's what I meant or thousands, if not millions, of people meant by promoting homosexuality. Educating people as to alternative lifestyles, which millions of people in this country lead.
Have you, are your colleagues or your students aware of your sexuality? Is that a relevant thing?
My colleagues are aware, and it's not something that I choose to hide, but then again, it isn't something that I go around blowing trumpets and banging a tambourine about. And I think that one's sexuality, who one chooses to sleep with or have relationships with, is a very small aspect of one's total humanity. As regards to the students, it's not really appropriate for adults to discuss their personal lives. So it would be, unacceptable, I think, for people to discuss any of their relationships with the students. That's a professional boundary there that would be crossed. Would do the students know? I suspect they do. If I'm not someone that attempts to hide things in a closet of any form.
Have you encountered any level of homophobia or prejudice
Well,
as part of
homophobia in the
your
school context?
yes.
Oh, quite a lot, yes. Directed personally at me, no.
Is
But on a day-to-day basis, you do encounter quite a lot of the use of the word gay in a negative fashion. I think, but I always challenge it. And it's mainly motivated out of fear of about, I think, themselves, and uncertainty about themselves as young people more than anything else. It's not about hatred as such, but it can produce quite an unpleasant climate. I mean, obviously, if you transpose the word gay and the racist terms, and starting with N and P, which I shudder to even think about saying, it does create quite a negative environment, certainly for students that are coming to terms with their sexuality.